My city.
我的城市。
Lisa shows a new friend the sights of her city.
丽莎向新朋友展示她城市的景点。
They go to the market together.
他们一起去市场。
The market has many people.
市场有很多人。
They buy fruit.
他们买水果。
The fruit is delicious.
水果很好吃。
Then, they go to the library.
然后，他们去图书馆。
The library is quiet.
图书馆很安静。
The friends borrow books.
朋友们借书。
They see many interesting books.
他们看到很多有趣的书。
Finally, they go to the park.
最后，他们去公园。
The park is big.
公园很大。
They see a pond.
他们看到了一个池塘。
The pond has many fish.
池塘里有很多鱼。
The friends sit on the grass.
朋友们坐在草地上。
They learn simple words in Chinese.
他们用中文学习简单的单词。
The friends laugh happily.
朋友们开心地大笑。
The day is very nice.
这一天很美好。
Lisa is happy with her friends.
丽莎和朋友们在一起很开心。
At the restaurant.
在餐厅。
Tom goes to a German restaurant for the first time. He learns how to order food, choose drinks, and talk politely with the waiter.
Tom 第一次去一家德国餐厅，他学习如何点餐、选择饮料和礼貌地与服务员沟通。
He walks into the restaurant.
他走进餐厅。
The waiter smiles friendly.
服务员友好地微笑。
Tom finds a seat.
Tom 找到一个座位。
He looks at the menu.
他看看菜单。
Tom does not understand the dish names.
Tom 不太了解菜名。
He asks the waiter for help.
他请服务员帮忙。
The waiter explains that it is a traditional dish.
服务员解释说这是一道传统菜。
Tom orders the dish.
Tom 点这道菜。
The waiter brings Tom water.
服务员给 Tom 端上水。
Tom takes a sip.
Tom 喝一口。
The food arrives quickly.
食物很快送到。
Tom thanks the waiter.
Tom 谢了服务员。
He starts eating.
他开始吃。
The food is delicious.
食物美味。
After eating, Tom feels very satisfied.
吃完后， Tom 觉得很满意。
Tom decides to come to this restaurant again.
Tom 决定再次来此餐厅。
Animals.
动物。
A family visits a zoo and discovers a variety of pets and wild animals. The children learn to name the animals and some interesting facts about their lifestyle.
一个家庭参观了一个动物园，并发现了各种宠物和野生动物。孩子们学习如何为动物命名，并了解一些关于他们生活方式的有趣事实。
One day, a family decided to go to the zoo.
一天，一个家庭决定去动物园玩。
The children were very excited.
孩子们非常兴奋。
As soon as they got there, they ran to the elephant enclosure.
他们一到那里，就立刻跑向大象笼。
The elephants there were very large.
那里的大象非常巨大。
The children loved to watch the elephants eat grass.
孩子们喜欢看大象吃草。
Next, they saw many birds.
接下来，他们看到了许多鸟。
The birds were very colorful.
这些鸟很五颜六色。
The children named each bird's color.
孩子们叫出每一种鸟的颜色。
Then they found a pond with fish.
然后他们发现了鱼塘。
The fish in the pond were very active.
池塘里的鱼很活泼。
The fish swam quickly.
鱼游得快速。
The children wanted to feed the fish.
孩子们想喂鱼。
At one point, they stopped to watch the monkeys.
在公园的一处，他们停下来看猴子。
The monkeys were very playful.
猴子非常淘气。
They jumped around a lot.
他们蹦蹦跳跳。
Finally, they arrived at the big cat's area.
最终，他们来到了大猫的地方。
There were lions and tigers.
这里有狮子和老虎。
The tigers looked majestic.
老虎很威武。
They walked casually in the cage.
他们在笼子里漫步。
By the end of the day, they had learned a lot.
在一天结束的时候，他们学到了很多。
Professions.
职业。
Anna interviews different people about their professions, including an engineer, a teacher, and a nurse, and learns more about their daily work and challenges.
安娜采访了不同的人，了解他们的职业，包括一名工程师、一名老师和一名护士，并了解更多关于他们的日常工作和挑战。
Her first interview was with an experienced engineer.
她的第一次采访是和一位经验丰富的工程师进行的。
He has been working in the field for 15 years.
他已经在该领域工作了15年。
As an engineer, he faces challenges of solving complex problems every day.
作为工程师，他每天都面临着解决复杂问题的挑战。
Next, Anna met with a primary school teacher.
接下来，安娜见了一名小学教师。
The teacher said that every day is about learning and teaching new things.
这位老师说，每天都在学习和教授新事物。
Educating children is her biggest achievement.
教育孩子是她最大的成就。
Finally, Anna interviewed a nurse from the hospital.
最后，安娜采访了医院的一名护士。
The nurse said her job is challenging but also very rewarding.
护士说她的工作虽然有挑战性，但也非常有回报。
She feels accomplished by helping patients recover.
她帮助患者康复，感到很有成就感。
Anna finds that every profession has unique challenges and rewards.
安娜发现每个职业都有独特的挑战和奖励。
She is impressed by each interviewee's passion and commitment in their fields.
她对每位受访者在其领域中的激情和承诺印象深刻。
Every profession contributes significantly to society.
每一份职业都对社会有重要贡献。
Through these interviews, Anna has learned a lot.
通过这些采访，安娜学到了很多。
She decides to appreciate the work of all professions more.
她决定更欣赏各行各业的工作。
Anna looks forward to conducting more interviews in the future.
安娜期待将来进行更多的采访。
She hopes to learn more about different aspects of various professions.
她希望能够学习不同职业的更多方面。
Each interview broadens her perspective.
每次采访都拓宽了她的视野。
It has been an interesting and educational journey for her.
这对她来说是一个有趣和富有教育意义的旅程。
Sport and fitness.
体育和健身。
Max plans a new fitness program and speaks with trainers of various sports, including yoga, strength training, and endurance running, to get the best tips and motivations for his fitness journey.
马克思计划一个新的健身计划，并与不同运动项目的教练交流，其中包括瑜伽、力量训练和耐力跑，以获得健身之旅的最佳建议和激励。
He set clear goals for himself, covering endurance, strength, and health.
他对自己设定了明确的目标，涵盖体能、力量和健康。
Every morning, he jogs to music, relaxing his mind and body.
每天早晨，他听着音乐慢跑，放松身心。
While working at the office, he ensures to stand and stretch every hour.
在办公室工作时，他确保每小时站起来伸展。
After lunch, he refreshes his mind with meditation.
午餐后，他用冥想来清新自己的思想。
His jogging route usually passes by a lake, offering a tranquil view.
他的慢跑路线通常经过一个湖泊，提供宁静的景色。
In the evening, he attends strength training sessions.
晚上，他参加力量训练课程。
He prefers to avoid peak hours for a more focused workout.
他喜欢避免高峰时间，为了一个更专注的锻炼。
On weekends, he enjoys hiking, utilizing the scenic beauty of nature as motivation.
周末，他喜欢徒步旅行，利用自然风光激励自己。
He realizes that it is not just a physical workout.
他意识到，这不仅仅是身体的锻炼。
The health of the mind is equally important.
心灵的健康同样重要。
Reading and learning new skills are also part of his life.
阅读和学习新技能也是他生活的一部分。
To track his progress, Max keeps a fitness journal.
为了跟踪他的进展，马克思保持一个健身日志。
This helps him identify areas that need improvement.
这帮助他识别出需要改进的领域。
In this way, he keeps himself constantly motivated by his progress.
通过这种方式，他始终保持对自己进步的激励。
Finding a perfect balance is crucial for his long-term health.
找到一个完美的平衡对于他的长期健康是关键。
Over time, Max finds himself happier and healthier.
随着时间的推移，马克思发现自己更幸福更健康。
Professions.
职业。
In a roundtable discussion, experts from different fields discuss the developments and challenges of their professions in the digital age, including legal, medical, and creative professions.
在一个圆桌会议上，来自不同行业的专家讨论了他们在数字时代职业的发展和挑战，其中包括法律、医学和创意职业。
On a sunlit morning, the conference was held in a modern conference center.
在一个阳光明媚的早晨，会议在一家现代化的会议中心召开。
It was an event filled with anticipation, each participant eager to share their insights.
这是一场充满期待的聚会，每位与会者都渴望分享观点。
The representative of the legal profession spoke first, emphasizing the impact of technology on their work.
司法行业的代表首先发言，强调了科技对其工作的影响。
They noted that automation plays a significant role in enhancing the efficiency of everyday tasks.
他们指出，自动化对日常工作的效率提高起到了重要作用。
Next, the medical expert discussed the application of digital tools in patient care.
随后，医学专家讨论了数字化工具在患者护理中的应用。
They described how data analytics improved diagnostics and highlighted the rise of telemedicine.
他们描述了数据分析如何改善诊断，并指出远程医疗的兴起。
The representative of the creative profession praised the contribution of digital platforms to the dissemination of art and design.
创造性专业的代表赞扬了数字平台对艺术和设计传播的贡献。
Virtual exhibitions and online marketplaces have greatly expanded their audience reach.
虚拟展示和在线市场极大拓宽了他们的受众范围。
The debate ensured high engagement, with participants freely expressing their views.
争论确保了高互动性，与会者畅所欲言。
Central to the discussion were ethical concerns and how to implement technology in future roles.
争论的中心是道德问题，以及该如何在未来的岗位上实施技术。
The consensus was that to balance innovation and responsibility, adaptation to new technology is needed across fields.
共识是，为了平衡创新与责任，各个领域都需要适应新技术。
As the discussion advanced, the framework for solutions began to take shape.
随着讨论的推进，解决方案的框架逐渐成型。
As the meeting concluded, participants concurred that the era of innovation offered new vistas for their professions.
会议接近尾声时，与会者达成共识，创新时代带来了新的职业视野。
All agreed that collaboration is key to adaptation and success.
所有人都同意，协作是通向适应和成功的关键。
Before departing, attendees exchanged contact details, hoping to continue collaboration beyond the event.
在离开之前，参会者交换了联系方式，期望在会后继续合作。
The conference was deemed successful, renowned for its innovative approach and fruitful discussions.
这次会议被认为是成功的，以其创新性方法和富有成效的讨论而著称。
Participants returned to their fields with renewed passion, ready to embrace upcoming changes.
与会者皆满怀激情返回其各自岗位，准备迎接新的变化。
The future of professions seemed bright and replete with opportunities.
职业的未来看似光明且充满机遇。